Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, understanding how do whales feel in the context of IELTS. As an IELTS instructor with over 20 years of experience, I often encounter unique and seemingly unrelated phrases like, how do whales feel, while addressing student queries. While this might seem out of place at first, it exemplifies the unpredictable nature of the IELTS speaking test, particularly Part 2, where candidates may be asked to describe abstract topics or unusual situations. The significance of unexpected topics in IELTS speaking. The IELTS speaking test assesses your ability to communicate effectively in English, encompassing fluency, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation. Unconventional prompts like how do whales feel are specifically designed to evaluate your capacity to 1. Think critically and creatively. These prompts push you beyond memorized responses and require you to think on your feet. You need to analyze the given topic, identify potential talking points, and structure your thoughts coherently within the given time limit. 2. Demonstrate language flexibility. Discussing abstract or unfamiliar topics demands a wide-ranging vocabulary and the ability to adapt your language effectively. You might need to employ figurative language, draw comparisons, or explain complex concepts in simpler terms. 3. Showcase your communication skills. Ultimately, the examiner aims to assess your ability to communicate your ideas clearly, fluently, and engagingly, regardless of the topic's familiarity. Tackling prompts like how do whales feel? While the phrase how do whales feel might appear baffling initially, approaching it strategically can lead to a successful response. Here's a possible approach. Interpretation. Instead of focusing on the literal feeling of whales, which is impossible to know definitively, interpret the prompt metaphorically. Consider what whales represent. Intelligence, size, communication, perhaps even loneliness, or the impact of environmental issues. Structure. Organize your thoughts. You could discuss common perceptions. How are whales generally perceived in literature, film, or culture? Do we see them as majestic, mysterious, or even frightening? Scientific understanding. Touch upon whale communication, social structures, or their role in the ecosystem. Personal reflections. Do whales evoke any particular emotions or thoughts for you? This adds a personal touch to your response. Vocabulary. Utilize a diverse vocabulary. Employ words related to emotions, joy, sadness, fear, loneliness, contentment, senses, sight, sound, echolocation, touch, perhaps even taste and smell in the context of their environment. Abstract concepts. Freedom, captivity, communication, intelligence. Example response. While we can't truly know how whales feel, I imagine they experience a vast range of emotions. Their songs, which can travel for miles underwater, suggest complex communication and perhaps even feelings of joy or loneliness. Being such enormous creatures, they must feel a sense of freedom in the open ocean, yet vulnerable to the impacts of pollution and human activity. Tips for success. Don't panic. Unusual prompts are designed to challenge you. Stay calm, take a moment to gather your thoughts, and structure your response. Be creative. Don't be afraid to think outside the box and offer unique perspectives. Focus on fluency. While vocabulary is important, prioritize speaking smoothly and confidently. Practice. Regularly engage in speaking practice, tackling a variety of prompts to build your confidence and adaptability. Remember, the IELTS speaking test is not about possessing encyclopedic knowledge, but about demonstrating your ability to communicate effectively in English. By embracing the challenge of unexpected topics, you can showcase your language skills and impress the examiner. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.